I want to speak tonight on the subject, just simply this one word, tomorrow. You know, of course, this morning we brought a message making some application, thinking about the time of the year that it is as we approach the beginning of a brand new year. And this morning we brought a message along the line of a new year. Tonight we want to do the same. James chapter 4, beginning at verse number 13. Verse number 13. The Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow. We will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting, all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, this evening, as we come to you in prayer, we thank you, Lord, for the good service that you've already blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, for these young voices and for their testimony and, Lord, the ability that you've given these young people in the area of music. And my Father, I pray that you would keep your hand upon them and use them in a great way, Lord, in the days ahead. We pray this evening now that you'll help us to have clear minds and have the ability to understand what this precious portion of the Word of God would have to say for us. Lord, help us to understand as we stand on the brink of a brand new year. Help us, Lord, to understand that there are some certainties in this year as well as some uncertainties. And dear Lord, help us to be wise and discerning when it comes to the matter of 2019. Help us, Lord, not to boast in that which, in something that we have no control over. I just would pray that you'd give us a good service now tonight and give us a better understanding of where we are as we come to this brand new year. And help us, Lord, to make the proper adjustments that we need to make if that be the case this evening. Bless us now and we'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You know, the word tomorrow is a word that shows up in this passage of Scripture. And I want to spend a bit of time tonight taking that word and attempting to make some application with it this evening as we think about that word, and then as we compare this word to the brand new year that's now staring us all in the face. I know I mentioned it this morning, but I'll mention it again this evening. It's absolutely amazing how the older you get, it seems like the faster that time goes by. It is amazing. When I was a child, let's say Addie's age, and even Michaela and Chase's age, it just seemed like there was more time in a day than you could deal with appropriately, because days were so long. And it just seemed like that time was moving slow. And then as you hit a certain age, it just seems like time gets on a roll then. And then I'll tell you, when you get up around that old 60-year mark, from then on, you better look out. That's all I can tell you. But time goes by in a hurry. There's one thing that we all ought to be very careful about doing, and that is being certain about certain things about tomorrow. We need to be careful about being so positive about things that we can't be sure of, about things that we have no control over. But now there are some things about tomorrow we can be confident, we can be positive about, we can know, we can be certain about. We can be certain tonight that God is in control. We can be certain tonight that God is in charge of 2019. We can be certain tonight that God's going to take care of us as much in 2019 as He did in 2018. We can be certain that God's going to be good. His grace will still be sufficient. We'll still be privileged. If the rapture hasn't taken place, we're still upon this earth. It'll still be a privilege to serve Him. We can be certain about that. But now as we look at this passage of Scripture tonight, there are some things that we need to be careful when it comes to the matter of assumptions that we might make. Now, there was a movie out several years ago, and that movie was called The Undiscovered Country. The Undiscovered Country. And a new year is a little bit like that. It's an undiscovered country. We haven't been there yet. Now, as we look at 2019, there's two ways to view the year. We can view the year through the eyes of an optimist, or we can view the years through the eyes of a pessimist. We can do one or the other. It's just like I've used this before. Two men one time stood on the mountaintop overlooking Grand Canyon. One was a pessimist and one was an optimist. The optimist said, "Have you ever seen such a beautiful sight in all your life? Have you ever seen anything to beat the majesty of the creation, of how the canyon is there, and how God is so powerful?" And the old pessimist, his response was, "This is the first time that I ever looked down on a flying buzzard." That's what I'm saying. We can look at this year tonight. We can view it as an optimist, or we can view it as a pessimist. Now, an optimist would look at 2019, and some people would say it'll be 2019 is a year where there'll be weddings and children. 2019 will be a place where there'll be college and courtship. 2019 will be a year of opportunities, of challenges, and of victories. The year, some young people will be saying, "This will be the year that I get my driver's license." Some will say, "This will be the year that I graduate from high school." And some will say, older people will say, "This will be the year that I retire." And for many older people, they look forward to that. They're still an optimist. "This will be the year that I'll travel. This will be the year of no time clocks. The future of an optimist is a positive future. But the pessimist will look at 2019 and say, "The future is a horrible place. I wonder what kind of dreadful things will happen in 2019. What do I do? I retire and then wait for the boneyard." That's what some will say. "There will be sickness. There will be death. There will be partings. There will be sadness. There will be burdens. There will be despair." Some people just can't seem to be positive about anything. "There will be valleys and storms and loneliness." You know, depending on our outlook tonight, the future is either bright or dark. However, regardless of how we see the future, we all are in the journey into an undiscovered country of a new year. And I believe tonight it's good as we make the trip to do so with a plan. And these verses give us somewhat of a plan for the future. The best way to approach 2019 in a practical way is to understand what we don't understand. That's my first point. To understand what we don't understand. We don't know about tomorrow. As far as in many respects. We know who's in control, like I said, but we don't know about tomorrow. Look at verses 13 and 14, please. Same chapter. Notice the verses. Verses 13 and 14. "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city." Now, are we certain about that? Are we certain that we're going to go into such a city? Are we certain? That's the question. We had better be careful. Because let me tell you something, people get sick, don't they? People, you know, have problems, don't they? And there could be things that could happen. Now, all right, look at the verse again. We'll continue their year and buy and sell and get gain. But now look at verse number 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. That's how we really need to view life. Now, I heard this morning, Brother Bruce was telling me that Neva now is 99. Is that right, Brother Bruce? And Cheryl, your mother-in-law is 90 what? Ruth? 92. You know, it's not a bit uncommon now to see people all around us that are in their 90s. I mean, it's not uncommon at all. A lot of people are making it to 100, aren't they? Even beyond 100. And we would say, well, that's a good long life. I mean, and it is. 100 years of age. Or in the 90s. Wow, man, that's impressive. I mean, a person's drank a lot of Pepsi Colas in 95 years. That is impressive. But you know what, though? Try to compare 99 years to eternity. Try to compare 99 years to forever and ever and ever and ever. There is no comparison. Our life is like a vapor, even at its longest. Even at its longest. And I think it's good this evening that we understand that. Now, some people don't seem to understand it. At least they act like they don't understand it. They act like their future is certain. I wonder if that young policeman in the state of California knew when he got up, put on his clothes, ready for duty on that day after Christmas, as we mentioned this morning, that before that day was over, he would be in eternity. And that family would be impacted the way it has. I wonder, perhaps, how many there could be here tonight who next year at the Christmas table, all family members may not be there. Now, are we sober in that respect? Do we realize tonight that we can be certain about some things, but not certain about other things? In fact, the news, a young lady, 26 years of age, one of the newscasters on the Fox News Channel, she died this past week. Was it 26? Did y'all hear that? And so, you see, just because a person is young doesn't mean that they have an automatic ticket to arrive in their 50s or their 60s or their 70s or their 80s or their 90s. And just because we're older doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to live another day or the fact we could live another. What I'm saying tonight is life is like a vapor. And a vapor, that's not a whole lot, is it? It appears for a little while and then vanisheth away. So the future is uncertain. And I think that this evening, as we go into 2019, we would be wise tonight to approach the new year with sobriety, with seriousness, and understand that it's in God's hands, our lives are in God's hands, and life is brief at its longest, and the best thing that anybody can do is prepare to meet the Lord anyway. You know, at any given moment, at any moment's flash, you and I could be out in eternity like that. But the most important thing is to know that we're ready. And then as a child of God, to have our bags packed, serving God faithfully, committed to Him. In other words, if the call comes, we need to be totally ready in all respects. Job chapter 9, verse number 25 says, "Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good." Verse number 26, "They are passed away as a swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey." The brutal truth is, None of us know when we'll reach the end of our lives. And a trip to the cemetery will confirm that, won't it? You have small graves, as well as medium size and longer graves. You see, that proves that. It would do us well to consider what could come into our life during the course of 2019 and be ready, be prepared, and not deny the things that could happen, but just simply walk with God, faithfully loving, serving Him. That's what it's all about. Now, by the way, come back to this passage here. We have reasons to be optimistic about 2019. You see, I fooled you, didn't I? You were thinking, some of you, well, the preacher, all it's going to be tonight is some old gory, droopy, gloomy message of nothing bad. Well, I've got news for you. Let me throw a little optimism at you. We can be sure tonight that whatever happens in 2019, here I say it again, God is still in control. I don't know what's going to come down the pike politically. I don't know what's going to come down the pipe socially. I don't know what's going to happen. See, by the way, the government's partially shut down, isn't it? Well, we're still making it tonight, aren't we? I don't know all of the ramifications of a partial government shutdown, but it seems to me like we're still eating. You know, we're still surviving. Here's my point. I don't care how bad things might get on a human level, we've got to always factor in the fact that God still takes care of His people. He'll still be good to us. He'll still be there when we need Him. He'll still supply our needs. We may not get everything we want, but God will still give us what we need. And that encourages me. You know, the book of James, by the way, is another one of those books that talks about the coming of the Lord, doesn't it? You know, I preached on that some this morning. Look at verse number 15, the same chapter. Notice what it says here. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But actually, in the book of James, I was trying to focus on a particular passage, and sometimes you get up here and your mind does go blank too. But James talks about the fact of the Lord coming. And that's a theme of all of the books anyway. You know, this evening, I don't know how it is with you, but I'd like to see the Lord come back. I don't mean to sound selfish when I say that, because there's always going to be people that we're wanting to see saved and we're wanting to see them ready. But we Christians, we get tired of it, don't we? We get tired of the struggle. We get tired of seeing the sin. We get tired of seeing the destruction that's caused by the devil, by the world. We get tired of seeing people sick and people pining away. And we get tired of seeing people hurting because of this world has fallen and sin. And you can't help but be thrilled about the prospect of the future. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. That verse could be a verse of 2019. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, this could be the year of that moment. This could be the year of the Lord's coming back. And I'll tell you, to leave this world and to be in the presence of God, to have sin behind and to have a new body at that time, it has to thrill us. It has to thrill us. We go through life doing all that we can to live, listening to our good doctor, taking the medicine we have to. At the same time, we keep getting older and the medicine starts not working and we start hurting and we have arthritis and all kinds of other itis brothers visit us. And I mean, it becomes a mess. Thank God it's going to one day be over. And this year could be the year of the trumpet, This could be the year of the twinkling of the eye. This could be the year that the cemetery out here is emptied up. And the people of God go out of here. The longer I live, the more of my friends, I keep losing my friends. I used to hear people talk about the fact, older Christians, I've got more friends now in heaven than I've got on the earth, and I can now begin to understand that. You look at our church. You consider all of the dear saints of God. I don't know how many. Since I've been here 20 years now, I'm telling you, I've had too many funerals. We've lost so many. There's not a family here tonight that I'm looking at. Well, there could be a few, but most of you tonight, I've already buried one of your loved ones. And I'm tired of funerals, aren't you? And this Christmas just passed by us, and every single one of us looked at those pictures of our loved ones and remembered the great times we used to have together with our families as all was assembled together, having the good times and laughing and cutting up. And I think oftentimes of my own parents, and of course especially Carol's parents too, because actually they became in a sense more parents to me because I lived beside them all those years. And I miss them. But thank the Lord, one of these days we're not only going to see them, but we're going to see them, plus we're not going to have to again think about this world and what we put up with down here. He could come back. I think we ought to go into 2019 with a little bit of optimism, thinking this. Jesus could come. Jesus could come. Now, coming back here to this text, yes, here's reality. Let me throw a little reality at us tonight. Don't be too positive about some things. You may get sick before the year's up. In fact, I say you may. More than likely, every one of us will have to deal with something before the year's up. Cough, cold, whatever the case is. It could happen. Our flesh is prone to many calamities. Difficult times. Here comes this old prophet of doom now. Expect some difficult times. But I'm not telling you anything the Bible doesn't tell us. I'm saying, how should we look at 2019? Expect some things. Yes, I'd like to see the trumpet, or hear the trumpet. But difficult times, here it is. You ready for this? I know you don't want to hear this, but here it is. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. You shall have it. We need to understand that before we get into this new year. We shall have tribulation. There's going to be some things going to happen this year you're not going to like. Something's going to upset you. It may be the food you eat. It may be a friend. It may be some pressure, some turmoil of some sort. Something is going to happen this year in terms of a difficult thing. Now, okay, let me put everybody on the spot. All right, show of hands. How many of you, and we'll prove my point right now, and you're going to cooperate with me. How many of you in 2019 or 2018 did not have any difficult time at all in your life, in the whole year? Hands, please. Point well taken. I didn't see anybody to even start to go up. It happened then. It'll happen now. Difficult time, because Jesus spoke it that way. Our future is uncontrollable. Now, going back here, look at this passage again real quickly. Notice in verse number 13, James is rebuking those people for acting like they controlled the future when they really didn't. He said, go to now, you that say today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city, continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. He's basically saying you better watch it. Don't be too certain. Don't be too sure of your plans. But you know what? When it comes to the matter of facing the future, let's face it the right way. Let's face it with the Bible. Let's face it with faith. Let's face it with prayer. Let's face it depending on the Lord. Let's not depend on a horoscope or a psychic. We don't need them. By the way, if a psychic knew so much about the future, why didn't they just call you because they knew that you were coming to see them anyway? You ever thought about that? I love that song that sometimes we sing. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter, as the golden stairs I climb, every burden getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow where the mountains touch the sky. I don't know about 2019, but I know who's going to be holding my hand in 2019. I can say that tonight, first of all, based upon Scripture. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. There's no qualifier in that passage. It doesn't say that applies to every year except 2019. No, that is a statement of Scripture. You can take it to the bank, whether it be Wells Fargo or whether it be SunTrust. You can take it to any bank you want to. Just kidding, of course. When God says it, you can believe it. I know that God will take care of me in the future. I say it because the Bible teaches it, but secondly, I can stand here tonight with a clear face and tell this congregation there's never been a time in my life since God saved me but what He didn't do exactly what He said He'd do. He's always taking care of me. I've had the tough times and good times and sunshiny days and cloudy and rainy days. I've had different difficult experiences in my life, but I'm certainly not a martyr. Most people have gone through far more than I have. But I can tell you this, in the scrapes and difficult times of life, God's still been good to me. Times I've had to face the scaffold in the hospital, the times I've had to deal with issues that I just couldn't figure out on my own, I learned there's a verse nestled away in the Bible that's been a good verse for me, and I've claimed it many times. And you know what that verse says? Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. And I've learned that verse is real. That verse is good. So I know that 2019 will be a good year in that respect because God's where He's always been. His Word is true, and He's never let me down in the past, and He won't let me down in the future. And that's true of all of you. You know, listen, when the Lord saved us, He gave us far more than we ever realized. He did a good job, you know that? He really fixed us up real well. I mean, it's going to take heaven for our old thick heads to really get it. Just what God really did when He saved us. He moved into our lives. He gave us a bright hope. He promised to be with us, promised to take care of us. And so I can look 2019 in the face and say, whatever is thrown at me, God's going to still be there too. And I like that, don't you? We can look at verse 15 very quickly, and I'm about done here. Verse 15. For that you ought to say, here's a good way to deal with it next year. By the way, Here's a good Bible way of saying things about the future. We ought to get in the habit of, we ought to be James 4:15 people when it comes to the matter of the future. It ought to always be four words: if the Lord will. That's good advice right there. If the Lord will. Now, we can know the one who controls tomorrow, but we need to always say, if the Lord will. I'm going to close tonight by giving us a biblical illustration of how we can be certain that God will supply our needs in this coming year. Here it is. Matthew 6, verse number 25. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Verse 26. Behold the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in barns, yet your Father, Heavenly Father, feedeth them. Are ye not, look at this, much better than they? You know, I enjoy, among other things, I enjoy feeding birds. But I'll tell you, those hogs, I can't keep bird feed enough in my little feeder. I'm going to have to graduate to something bigger. But I put that bird feed out, and here they come. Next thing I know, I have to go back out again and reload it. Those birds come on in there, eat that feed. None of them has ever flown up to my window, pecked on the window, and said, thank you, Chuck. Just like when I'm feeding a deer. You know, deer comes out of the woods, comes walking up to the corn pile. You know how it is, Brother Steve. None of them's ever looked up and said, oh, by the way, thank you for this corn you're giving me. They take it for granted. Of course, that gets a few into trouble when they do that. But I'm saying, and by the way, I don't care how cold it gets, this foot of snow we had recently, the bad weather, the wind, those animals keep surviving. They keep surviving. Why? God's still taking care of them. He has given them the instinct and the ability to know how to stay warm. And He knows that there's those, well, I guess those bird brains know. If they come to a certain place, they're going to find food. Now listen to me. God is taking care of those little creatures. And by the way, those birds don't have to have me feeding them. They were making it okay even before I started, because God's taking care of them. He has given them the instincts and abilities to find food sources. Why? Because He takes care of His creation. Now, what about this? Are we not better than they? That's what it says. If God takes care of creation, you can be sure that God will take care of His spatial creation. You can be sure that God will take care of human beings. We've been made in the image of God. God has invested everything when it comes to the redemption of a sinner. And you can be sure that God will take care of us. So I look at 2019. I'm going to be careful about saying what may or may not happen on a human level. But I'm going to be certain and quick to say God's in control of the year. But I still want to tread softly. And I want to have my bags packed. And I want to, and I'm glad I'm ready to go. And I want to also live my life as a Christian in a way that I hear Him say, well done. I want to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's pray.